Go. I think we're good now. Thanks for letting me know, you guys. Am I good? Are we good? How about now? Now we're good? All right, good. Well, hello, patriots and freedom fighters throughout Saskatchewan, across the country, and around the world. Good to see you all. Good thing I didn't go on like a huge rant without looking over at the comments. Very good. So as I was saying, I'm still deep in the midst of a provincial by-election campaign, but came across a few things that are important and relative, of course, to this campaign. We had a town hall last night. We talked about some of these things as well, of course, because they do affect us. They do affect everyone, whether it's provincial or federal or municipal. It's all of these things are connected and relative. So it's important that we talk about all these things. Hey, Kelly. Hello, SB Campbell. Sharon, Denise, Carrie Lynn. Hey, Carrie Lynn. Good to see you. So first things first. So as I've mentioned previously, myself and Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson, hang on, there we go, Maxime Bernier, Chris Sky, and a number of other folks in Canada have been put on the UNESCO list of conspiracy theorists. Hi, I'm your dad's hairstylist. Oh, okay. Who? So this is in French. These are the people that put together this report. They don't matter. But I just wanted to point out the part of this report that shows us conspiracy theorists. Hang on, I just got to get to it. It's quite a lengthy report in French. But they do actually mention us by name. So I'm just going to get to that point. And they do it because, of course, we denounce globalism. We denounce hyper-centralization of control, governance, and resources under an unelected, unaccountable foreign entity. And I find this hilarious because they call us conspiracy theorists because we say that that's exactly what they're trying to do, is develop this global governance, hoard all the resources, control all the resources under the UN, the auspices of the UN. But then they call us conspiracy theorists because that's what we say. But this is exactly what they're doing. This group of people, this entity, is denouncing what we're saying and calling us conspiracy theorists while doing exactly what we're accusing them of doing. So it's quite humorous, actually. But I just want to get to that point. I know it's here somewhere because I've read it. It gets into a whole list there. So Brett Sears, for all you Twitter folks, you know Brett. He hasn't been there for a while. Chris Sky. There's a lot of names you might recognize off Twitter. There's some names there. Denise in Canada, she's on there. Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson. Somehow they have her from Quebec, which is obviously wrong. But oh, there's Mark Friesen with two S's. Maxime Bernier. Some other folks from Quebec. Of course, this is a Quebec report for UNESCO. Oh, Rocco Galati's in there too. So, you know, a lot of names that have come up. And again, the reason they do that is they've declared war against conspiracy theorists, against misinformation, because that's in fact what they're doing. That's in fact what's happening. So I'm going to get into something that I came across today that's confirms everything that we've been saying, that I've been saying for a long time since the beginning of COVID, that they're using COVID to achieve the goals of sustainable development. Shortly into the pandemic, the plandemic, Klaus Schwab had a book ready made to be published. Before he published it, he sent that book to all Western politicians, basically saying, here is the recipe, here's the script, make sure you follow along. And that's exactly what they did. So there was that. And then, of course, in the fall of 2021, Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of our country, embarrassingly enough, announced to the world that they're using COVID to achieve the goals of sustainable development. In his own words, he said that. And then his deputy prime minister, Chrystia Freeland, also said the same thing, that they're using COVID as an opportunity to achieve the goals of sustainable development. And so, you know, again, this is why we're on and we make these lists, because we're only repeating what they're telling us. Like, for example, Agenda 21 was a conspiracy theory and promoted by conspiracy theorists right after 1992, even though it was a factual agenda, even though it was 100% real as rain, and people dove into it and understood it and what it represented, and then would, you know, scream into a black hole like I had been doing for many years, and then labeled as a conspiracy theorist. And so for the last, you know, couple of years, I've been screaming as much as other people have, that the COVID is a social engineering mechanism. COVID is a conditioning mechanism to prepare people for what is yet to come. So I'm going to show you a website, the World Economic Forum website, where it essentially confirms everything that we've said, confirms everything that we already knew. And it's incredibly important that not only us in this echo chamber, but that others see this too and understand that It's their own words. It's their own websites. It's their own documents. It's their own language that we use to inform and educate others. It's them telling us that this is what they're doing. So let's get into this. This is the World Economic Forum website, just so everybody understands where this is coming from. My Carbon, an Approach for Inclusive and Sustainable Cities, September 14th, 2022. All right, so Sustainable Development Impact Meetings. I'm not going to listen to the article. I'm going to read it. While transport and buildings are major drivers for emissions in cities, the share of individual emissions is significant. Personal carbon allowance programs have limited success due to a lack of awareness and fair mechanism for tracking emissions. Yet, there have been major developments in recent years that could help realize My Carbon initiatives. And I've said this numerous times, that one of the priorities in this overall agenda, sustainable development agenda, is the reduction of population. That's not a theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's and has been a conspiracy, because when a whole bunch of people get together and they make plans for you and they don't tell you, that is the definition of a conspiracy. They are conspiring together in this development of an agenda that's going to directly affect and impact your life, all aspects of your life. And then they deny knowing about it. That makes it a conspiracy when they don't tell you, especially our elected officials who are elected to represent you and your fellow constituents, and yet none of them have ever told you the consequences to this agenda that they've committed us to. And this goes for the conservatives and the liberals, and it goes federal, provincial, municipal, rural municipalities. Nobody, not one elected official, has ever held a town hall meeting to discuss the consequences of this agenda and what those consequences and how those consequences will affect your life, all aspects of it. Cities across the world amount for almost 75% of our total carbon emission. Yet, they are driving more people into the cities. They want people off rural areas. They want everyone moving to the cities, which is one of the reasons why Scott Moe was closing down regional hospitals, regional emergencies, because if you don't have healthcare immediately available to you because they've closed your regional hospital, you are going to consider moving into the city. And it's all by design. All of this is hyper-centralization. They want all of the useless eaters, that's you. They want all of you in a hive in a city called a smart city. This is where they want you. And this is why and how provincial governments, municipal governments are all part of this. They've all committed to this. And so anyway, let's carry on. As countries move toward implementing their pledges, like Canada has, like the Conservative Party has, like the Liberal Party in Canada has, implementing their pledges for a net zero future, and for those in the Alberta area, province, you'll understand that Danielle Smith has said that she will commit to this net zero insanity, ridiculousness, hogwash. Urban areas will remain the action ground for decades to come. While transport and buildings are the major drivers for emissions in cities, the share of individual emissions are significant at around 40%. So this is where they're going to come after you, because you are driving your personal vehicle to work or to your business or even running your business. So you must be dealt with. Have you read these innovations from China are improving resiliency and sustainability? I'm not going to click the link. I'm going to I'll put the link in the chat, and you guys can go through there yourself. Five ways to speed up the creation of smart cities. These are world's most sustainable cities. All right. So I encourage you to go onto the website, click those links and check it out. Inclusivity of citizens is becoming the most important element of success or failure. So inclusivity, what does that mean? Well, that means equality of outcome. That means they want everybody to be the same. They want equity, not equality under the law, not equality of opportunity. They want equity. They want everyone to be the same. They want everybody to be poor. They want everyone to be dependent on government, a totalitarian, authoritarian government who's calling the shots and dictating the terms of your life. Community-led initiatives make a significant contribution towards sustainability. Increase resilience and social cohesion. Yes, yes, does it ever. There have been numerous examples of personal carbon allowance programs in discussions for the last two decades. However, they have had limited success due to lack of social acceptance, political resistance, and a lack of awareness and fair mechanism for tracking my carbon emissions. So they want to track and trace everything you do. What does that sound like? Our world is transforming. Big community trends for sustainable cities. There have been significant developments in the last 5 to 7 years on social, environment, technology fronts that could help realize my carbon initiatives for shaping the future towards smart and sustainable cities. What is a smart and sustainable city? Well, that's a city where you are completely attached to the matrix, where you are tracked and traced everywhere you go, just like, as they mentioned, how successful China is. You can't go anywhere in China without their CCTV video cameras watching your every move. And there you'll have a number associated to yourself. Your money will be tracked. Your money will be traced. It'll be digital. It'll be controlled. So if you're not meeting my carbon, then you won't be allowed to go anywhere for maybe a couple of weeks or a month or 6 months or whatever they determine is, you know, good for the climate. Specifically to mention three developments in this context. So here you go. Here's where it straight up tells you that they use COVID as a social engineering and conditioning mechanism to prepare people for what's yet to come. Let's read this one. This is fun stuff. COVID-19 was the test of social responsibility. So it wasn't a pandemic. It wasn't something that was going to kill everybody. We know that because it had a 99.7% survivability. Even though we were all compelled to wear masks, we were all compelled to get jabbed, we're still compelled to get jabbed. People are dropping like flies around the world. But, you know, so be it. This isn't about your health. This has never been about your health. This is about control. This is about socially engineering the masses to accept what's yet to come. So all of you people that are running around still with a diaper on your face, there's no science backing that activity as being somehow the smart thing to do to avoid getting sick. It's like putting up a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes from coming into your yard. It doesn't work, but they don't care. It's not about it being effective in keeping you healthy. It's about you complying. It's about you being a good little slave. A huge number of unimaginable restrictions for public health were adopted by billions of citizens around the world. There were numerous examples globally of maintaining social distancing, wearing masks, mass vaccinations, an acceptance of contact tracing applications for public health, which demonstrated the core of individual social responsibility. So they're telling you that COVID had nothing to do with your health. It had to do with you being socially responsible and you complying with the authoritarian, totalitarian policy. It's social engineering on steroids and conditioning. This is what it was all about. We've said this for 2.5 years, and everyone has called me, they're still doing it, a conspiracy theorist because I'm doing it. Because I'm telling them exactly what they are telling you. At the World Economic Forum, they're telling you this. They're telling you you're useful idiots. You're complying to policy that has nothing to do with your health. And you're doing it wittingly. You're ignoring the people that actually care about you. You're ignoring and dismissing those people. And at the same time, you think your government cares for you. It has nothing to do with you or your health or your safety. It has everything to do with control. Everything to do with your compliance. Number two, the fourth industrial revolution, technology breakthroughs. Advances in emergency technologies like AI, blockchain, and digitization can enable tracking personal carbon emissions, raise awareness, and also provide individual advisories on lower carbon and ethical choices for consumption of product and services. So remember, lower carbon, that's you. You're made of carbon. Trees are made of carbon. Everything living is made of carbon. You are the carbon they want to reduce. And they're going to track your every movement to determine how much carbon you're emitting. Like somehow carbon is a poison or a pollution. Are you pollution? Like CO2 is somehow poison or pollution. CO2 is made up of carbon and oxygen. That's not poison. That's not pollution. In fact, actual science, real science, proves that more CO2 in the atmosphere makes the earth greener. More CO2 makes more vegetation, creates more trees, because trees and vegetation and plants love CO2. We learned this in grade 8 science, photosynthesis, where plants absorb CO2 and then they release oxygen so we can all live and breathe. It's a wonderful little cycle we have. But somehow, reality, actual science, doesn't matter anymore because CO2 has been framed as the enemy. There's another study that shows with all of this CO2, more vegetation, more plant life, bigger plants, bigger trees, more food for animals, bigger animals, more food for us, which is cool because there's more of us. But another thing that happens with that, more vegetation, bigger plants, bigger trees, it means a cooler planet. Did you know that? Instead of vast areas of solar, black solar panels attracting the sun's energy that heat the surface of the planet, instead of all of that nonsense, let's keep drilling for oil and natural gas, which is cheap. Let's make sure everybody can survive winters. Let's make sure everybody can grow enough food to feed everybody instead of restricting their ability to grow and creating famine and starvation around the world. Let's put more CO2 in the atmosphere, create more plants, and actually cool the planet at the same time. See, it's this neat little symbiosis, right? It's this cycle of life that they actually consider to be pollution because they don't want you. They don't want useless eaters. They want to reduce the population. I'm not making this up. Go to Google, and to all you fact checkers out there that are going to just hammer me for this, go Google UN population reduction plan. Just go Google it. Go look. It's right there for all to see. Everybody can see it. I'm going to carry on here a little bit. Advances in emerging technology, blockchain digitization, tracking personal carbon emissions, raise awareness and also provide individual advisories on lower carbon and ethical choices for consumption of product and services. The World Economic Forum Scale 360 initiative demonstrates the use of fourth industrial revolution technologies across the whole life cycle of products and services. So they're going to be able to track everything you buy. They're going to track that life cycle. They're going to know everything that you've bought because they're going to track it and they're going to trace it and they're going to keep tabs on everything. You actually won't own anything. Everything that you use or consume will be tracked and traced so they can keep tabs on your behavior. There have been major advances in smart home technologies, transport choices with carbon implications, the rollout of smart meters in providing individual choices to reduce their energy-related emissions, the development of new personalized apps to account for personal emissions, and better personal choices for food and consumption-related emissions. AI can also help strengthen circular economy business models like product and service models, demand predictions, and smart asset management by combining real-time and historical data from products and users. This is a significant number of programs and applications enabling citizens to contribute toward carbon emissions by providing them in-depth awareness on the choices of personal carbon for food, transport, home, energy, and lifestyle choices. So they're going to control all of that. They're going to know everything. They're going to know everything you're doing from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed and while you're sleeping. They're going to know everything about you. They're going to know everything you've bought because everything's going to be tracked and traced. They're going to know everything about you. You'll have zero privacy left in your life. Zero. None. Forget it. These energy efficient apps give suggestions and statistics regarding greenhouse emissions and offer ways to reduce your personal footprint. So you're going to have your phone with you and they're going to nag you to death every day, all day on the emissions that you are, you know, emitting because of your behavior. Keeping track of energy consumption in the home. So at home, it's not going to be your home. It's going to be theirs. And they're going to tell you how much you can heat your home, how much you can cool your home. They've already done it. Smart meters, smart thermostats in California were just shut off because they control it with these apps. They control it. They control it all. So they were actually restricting people. They couldn't cool their houses lower than 78 degrees. Because, of course, that's, you know, not responsible to cool your house to a comfortable 70 degrees, if whatever, that's you, what you decide. Keeping track of energy consumption in the home and motivating people to make lifestyle changes and to contribute your share toward the betterment of the environment. Has nothing to do with the environment, folks. Has absolutely nothing to do with the environment. Just like COVID policies had nothing to do with your health. And it has everything to do with control. It has everything to do with control. That's all this is about. All of this, everything, this whole agenda, Agenda 2030, Sustainable Development Goals, those goals that your Conservative Party has committed to, that Pierre Poilievre, the leader of that party, has denied knowing anything about, they're responsible for it. Just like the Liberals and what they have done, and Justin Trudeau and what he's done since he took power in 2015. They're all part of it. They're all responsible. So you can believe in your savior, Pierre Poilievre, till you're blue in the face. But I'm telling you, he's leading you down the garden path to destruction. It's already been done. He's already agreed to it. It's over. And you are like clapping show seals when you go to his events when he was running for this leadership and you're cheering when he says, I'm going to dump the carbon tax. Hogwash. He's not. He's still going to meet the Paris Accord targets on CO2 emissions that Canada is 1.6% contributing to before you calculate the number of trees in our country. He'll use carbon pricing. He'll call it something else. We'll still pay for it. All of this is coming. All of this is coming. So he can denounce the World Economic Forum until he's blue in the face, until he actually denounces the Sustainable Development Agenda, which is the pinnacle of it all. Until he denounces that, he's not worth anything. What he says is not worth a nickel. Because his actions are going to be exactly what we said they're going to be. Raised awareness and ownership for nature and environment. In the last few years, there is an increased awareness and public concern on climate change, and specifically among youth. Yeah, because the youth have been indoctrinated in our indoctrination centers called elementary schools, where unions dictate and wag the government dog. There isn't a provincial premier in this country that stands up to teachers' unions who are fully on board with this agenda because it's communism. It's actually worse. It's a convergence of communism and fascism. And they want nothing more than to grow government, to make government bigger, because that means more union members, more union dues. That's what it's all about. And union members, stop it. You're a number. You're being used like everybody else is. Stop it. Stop being so easy to control through your union bosses, through your management. You're part of the design of your own destruction. The UNDP People's Climate Vote reflects over 64% of people believe climate change is a global emergency. And I don't know how accurate that number is. It wouldn't surprise me if it's that high. It wouldn't surprise me if it's higher because of the level of indoctrination through schools, high schools, universities, the media, that everybody are drones to, that everybody shuts their brain off and allows the TV to hypnotize them and turn them into zombies. A new Pew Research Center survey in 17 advanced economies found widespread concern about the personal impact of global climate change. Well, global climate change has been happening since the dawn of time. And when the climate decides not to change, that's when we'll have a problem. But humans have always been able to problem solve, innovate, invent, create, and adapt to what Mother Nature throws at us. We've always been able to do that, and we'll continue to be able to do that. Again, this isn't about it. They want to take the control from you and put it in the hands of global governance. 80% of citizens say they're willing to change how they live and work to combat the effect of climate change. But nobody, no politician is going around talking to people at town hall events, telling them what that actually means. They say they're willing to change how they live and work to combat the effects of climate change. And nobody explains to them what that represents, what that means. That they're going to control every aspect of your life through this agenda. Young adults who have been at the forefront of some of the most prominent climate change protests in recent years are more concerned than their older counterparts about the personal impact of warming planet in many public surveys. Well, again, if you want to cool the planet, put more CO2 in the atmosphere to encourage more plant growth and vegetation so the planet will cool. That's how you do it. You don't do it by laying black solar panels everywhere, increasing the heat on the planet's surface while you're doing that. It's insane. You don't do it by digging enormous holes in the ground for rare earth minerals required for lithium batteries to run cars that need to be plugged in, that need to go into the grid that's already having rolling blackouts because they don't have enough energy to sustain that. That's why we call this the unsustainable agenda, because nothing they're promoting is sustainable. It's the opposite by design, because they want to kill you off. They want to reduce the planet's population from 7 billion to 1 billion. This is what it's all about. It has nothing to do with the climate, nothing to do with the planet, nothing to do with your health. It has to do with control. It has to do with hoarding and controlling all of the world's resources. What's next? Sustainable cities enabled through smart communities. The three trends provide strong evidence toward enabling a social movement for my carbon initiatives by enabling public-private partnerships to help curate this program. It is suggested to drive a three-way approach to shape this movement. Economic behavior, increased costs for carbon-intensive activities and goods, economic incentives to reduce demand and improve efficiency. So they want to control your behavior. They want to control how you live, what you buy, what you produce it, how you transport it, how you distribute it, how you move yourself, how you get to A and B. All of this they're going to control. Cognitive awareness. Raised visibility of personal carbon footprints. Raised awareness of personal carbon limits to sustain the transition to a net zero carbon society. What they don't tell you in all of this propaganda, like, for example, 30% reduction in nitrogen fertilizer is going to decimate farms throughout Europe, throughout Canada, throughout the United States, throughout the Ukraine. Just imagine reducing crop yields by 30% or more, because all of those crops and quality are going to be impacted. Imagine the starvation and the famine created when you hack 30% out of the world's food production. And the quality overall, right? Because you're taking that 30% fertilizer out of all of what's being grown. So that's a 30% reduction in quality of the yield, not just the quantity. Imagine the famine and starvation that that's going to create. Again, this leads into depopulation, population reduction. This is how they're doing it. But they're using your stupidity, your ignorance, and I'm not saying you people in my room because you guys are all smart. I'm talking about people that refuse to wake up to what's happening. They need you to be ignorant. They need you to be stupid and think that you're actually saving the planet by reducing CO2 emissions, carbon, oxygen. They want you to reduce those. And when you reduce those to net zero, that's going to drive CO2 levels down. Once you get to 155 parts per million, all life on Earth begins to die. What will net zero do? Will it take us down below 155 parts per million? Probably. Then everything starts to die. Does that make sense? So you are the carbon they need to reduce. You are on the chopping block. Because while all of this famine and pestilence and starvation and wars and rebellions and revolutions as a consequence to all of these decisions are happening, the elites are sitting in their ivory towers watching us destroy each other. by design. It's what they want. It's what they require, because they're still going to eat beef. They're still going to eat cows. They're still going to drive their cars. They're still going to fly their airplanes. This isn't about them. They're going to carry on as per normal because they are who they are. This is about depopulation. This is about population reduction. This is about total control of all resources, hyper-centralization, and no politician elected right now is telling anybody the truth. Not one. Except this one who's trying to get elected. Because I actually give a shit about the people. Because I actually care about the people. I actually care about the people in my city. I care about the people in my province and my country. I want people to understand and know the truth. And by doing that, I get called a conspiracy theorist. Only because I'm repeating what they're telling us. So I encourage you again, I'm going to put this in the chat again, this link, so you guys can go there yourself and have a look at it. But I'm just going to go back up to the top again and refresh everyone's memory. COVID-19 was the test of social responsibility. A huge number of unimaginable restrictions for public health were adopted by billions of citizens across the world. There were numerous examples globally of maintaining social distancing, wearing masks, mass vaccinations, and acceptance of contact tracing applications for public health, which demonstrated the core of individual social responsibility. So it was a test, folks. It was social engineering. It was conditioning. They needed to know how you would respond to what is yet to come. Climate emergencies, climate lockdowns, controlling my carbon, your own personal carbon emissions, and your responsibility and how you're going to react. And how you're going to respond to the government telling you you can't do this, 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 or this because of your social credit score based on what the Chinese have developed. You'll be tracked and traced everywhere you go. You'll be living in cities. You'll be living in a pod, probably baking to death in the summer when it's hot because you can't turn the thermometer down below 80. You can't use your air conditioner because that's creating too many carbon emissions. You can't heat your house to a comfortable level in the winter when it's minus 40 outside because, of course, you know, that's going to be carbon emissions. That's going to be going against their plan. And you can't use, of course, firewood to heat your homes. They've already banned that in Vancouver. You can't do it in Vancouver anywhere. You can't have wood burning fireplace in your house, right? So they've taken that ability to control your environment away from you. Can't do it. And they're going to dictate to what temperature you're going to live at. All of it. Everything you do will be controlled. Hang on, I got to yell at my dog. So anyway, that's it. That's why I wanted to go live tonight. Like I said, it'd be a short one. It's 50 minutes already. That's it. That's why I wanted to show you. Again, they're telling us that it was a test. This is all about social engineering. It's all about conditioning you for what's yet to come. And until we all wake up and get it and can all come together and unite to say no, they're going to continue transforming your world and moving in a direction you're not going to like. You can dismiss what I say until you're blue in the face. I'm just repeating what they're telling us. I'm just repeating what they've already told us and what their plan is. It's all there for all to see. How UNESCO can it arrive at a fact and promote the idea that a person like me who's just repeating what they're saying is a conspiracy theorist is laughable. It's a joke. But you that watch mainstream media, you that are zombies and are the ones actually responsible for this all coming to fruition, because you're too ignorant, you're too self-centered, you're too compliant because you believe the government has your best interest and they don't. Until you cross that bridge, until you come to that realization, the rest of us are in a world of trouble. So, you know, the sooner you wake up, the sooner you open your eyes and your ears to what's really happening, the better. So, I'm going to read a bit of the chat here. Mark, I'm having trouble finding the full explanation of the UN 17 goals with all the different levels. Do you have a link? I posted something on my Facebook and Twitter a while ago. So just scroll through my wall there, and there's explanation of all 17. Thanks, Mark Friesen. I have some people to wake up, and this is going to help me. Yeah, you betcha. I would like them to tell me I can't burn wood. Yeah, well, they're telling everybody who lives in Vancouver they can't burn wood. So it's coming. So that'll be fun. Yeah, you're being too white. Yeah, well, probably. Yeah. Anyways, that's it. That's all I want to talk about tonight. I saw this link and I thought, yeah, I got to go live and share this. This is just insane. So do me a favor, guys, share this video out. You know, once it's uploaded, I'm going to upload it, of course, to Rumble. I also, we upload every one of these that I do live stream. I upload to Apple Podcasts at the Forum for Canadian Sovereignty, and also at Podbean, which then uploads to all of its different podcasts that they're associated with. So if you're looking for a podcast to listen to, these are all good. All of my previous podcasts are listed there. And it's easy to listen to, of course, right? There's no video. It's just me talking. So, but the video will be uploaded to Rumble and Odyssey as well. I'm banned on YouTube right now. I'm suspended because I was a naughty boy talking too much truth. So I got a strike. I don't know when it's back on soon though. Of course it'll be on Facebook as long as I last there. This video might kick me off, but whatever, it is what it is. I don't care anymore. Facebook's kind of a joke anyway. Twitter's been really good. Twitter's been actually, I can say and do whatever I want there, it seems. And I also on Gab, of course, and Getter. So I upload these post the links there from Rumble and Odyssey. So other than that, that's going to be a wrap. And until next time, I got a few days left in this campaign. Anything you guys can do to get me some votes, people you know in that riding, make sure you talk to them. You know, get it out there. We'll see how it goes. It doesn't seem like too many people are very interested in this election. So that makes it a bit of a challenge. Hopefully, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. September 26th is when the election is. So go vote. If you're in Saskatoon, Mewasin, go vote. Vote for somebody that's going to upset the apple cart a little bit. Offer some opposition. Offer a voice to the people who haven't had representation in the legislature for a long time. Vote for somebody that's got your best interests and will vocalize those. like freedom, for example. That's a big one. I greatly appreciate it because there's nothing I would like more than to have the opportunity to go to the legislature in Regina and flip some tables and light some people's hair on fire because it needs to be shaken up. Somebody needs to go there and actually ask the tough questions and be some opposition to the establishment because they've all sold us out, every last one of them. So we have to take the responsibility back. We have to do this. So anyway, that's it. No, I'm not on, I am on Telegram. I shouldn't say I'm not. I don't use it very often. I'm on Signal. I like Signal much better. So anyway, that's that. Thanks, guys. Love each and every one of you. And we'll catch you next time. All right. Ciao for now.
This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is fearless and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.